Do you feel weighed down by the heavy sense of responsibility to do better as a healer or holistic practitioner? In other words, do you believe your results could be more impactful and that you could be earning more? What if merging the realms of science and spirituality could improve your healing impact? In today's episode, you'll discover the light bulb moment that began my journey of fusing quantum physics with traditional healing arts and how it propelled my clients' healing experiences to unexpected places. Get ready to discover how to transform the way you perceive and apply healing in your life and practice. Welcome to Physics Powered Healing, where we bridge the gap between science and spirituality, transforming skepticism into belief. If you've ever felt misunderstood or undervalued for your healing gifts, this is the place for you. Unlike most healing podcasts out there, we believe integrating quantum physics with energy healing is essential to achieving profound and long-lasting transformation in your healing practice. Join me, Dr. Anastasia Choplis, a physicist turned energy healer, to explore the scientific underpinnings of energy healing and make the mystical measurable. Welcome back. After you've enjoyed this program, don't forget to subscribe to my channel. Today, I'm diving into a personal epiphany that transformed my healing practice. There was a time when I was frustrated with the limitations and unexplained aspects of traditional healing methods. I trained and became a Reiki master over 30 years ago, and I was asking these questions. Maybe you have too. Why did healing revert so quickly? Why weren't they lasting longer? Why did it sometimes backfire? And why were they not profound enough? It's not that I questioned my abilities to heal. The medical miracles that I helped facilitate were already enough evidence that I could. I didn't wake up one day and ask, why not incorporate physics into energy healing? So here's how I was first led to consider incorporating physics into my healing. When people I met in conferences and meetings discovered I was a retired physics professor and now turned healer, essentially a walking oxymoron, they asked, Anastasia, you know how all this healing stuff works because of your quantum physics background, right? Could you teach it to me? While I considered teaching the physics of healing, a client came to me with a difficult problem. As a preface, I understood why healing works from a distance. For 40 years, my research topic was studying vibrations of matter, basically quantum physics. To boil it down, it's like how light or sound interacts with like your table or the coffee cup or your body. So I understand this subtle interaction at a profound level from all the years of studying it. Now, here comes this new client, I'll call her Amanda, and she suffered from a debilitating condition that has her immune system functioning so poorly that she went through cancer, countless rounds of antibiotics, and suffered exhaustion for 40 years. When we met, she only told me that she had that condition and nothing else. In my first sessions, I usually do a reading and make adjustments to the energy field, the meridians, clearing up the blocks, run through the healing of the glands, organs, and systems that ask for help. I'm basically a medical intuitive, and I can see and feel exactly what's going on in your body. So when she complained of no energy, I revitalized her adrenal glands. Yes, those glands that send out that stress hormone. What it does is it helps boost up that energy. So if you've ever had that woozy feeling when you stand up too quickly, that's because your adrenal glands aren't pumping enough energy into your system to maintain your blood pressure, and so you start to black out. When I revitalized her adrenal glands, she came away feeling fully energized, like her whole body was full of this renewed vigor, and she said that she felt like she was vibrating from head to toe. The next time I talked to her, she said she had a couple of new problems. The first one was that she had so much energy that she ran around her house, did so many things that she got sore all over. And we laughed about this new problem. I said, yeah, that's not such a bad problem to have. But she also said she's having trouble sleeping now. My question to myself was not how, but what would it take to make her energy balanced again so she could sleep better? And this is when the light bulb went on. The adrenal glands help us stay energized, and the pineal gland, which is inside your head, helps us sleep. It's that gland that secretes the melatonin to make you sleepy. So you can buy melatonin, I'm sure you know, and get sleepy. But it's better to do it naturally. So the hormones from both of these glands cycle up and down at different times during the day. And thinking like a physicist, sorry, I can't help it. Why not imprint a vacillating cycle into the hormonal secretion of these two glands? But imagine two intertwining sine waves. As one goes up, the other one goes down, then they level off, and then as the top one comes down, the bottom one goes up, and they are then alternating between melatonin and stress hormones. So this worked like magic. I thought, oh, I can just impress that sine wave on it. And then the following week, Amanda came back telling me she's now well rested at night and active during the day. In addition, she stopped needing antibiotics as she could participate in family activities without getting worn out. Her personality got so upbeat that her family asked her who she was anymore. So, of course, I didn't want to settle on a statistic of one. So I tried this idea out on every person that came to me with sleep or energy issues. And of course, the way spirit lines them up, I had one show up after another. So then the next woman, Julia, said she hadn't gotten to sleep without a sleeping pill for 28 years. And I tried this very same protocol on her and asked her not to take any pills. I called her the next day and she said she slept for the first time in 28 years without a pill. And later, when I spoke with her months later, she said that it was still continuing. And another woman, Pamela, said she couldn't fall asleep before 3 or 4 a.m. and it was ruining her social life and her business. Imagine not being able to get up before noon or 1 p.m. Half the day is gone. One session with her and she fell asleep at 11 p.m. every night after that. After these successes, I added even other scientific concepts to several of my traditional healing protocols, which yielded similar powerful results. Now, I've seen people's kidneys regenerated quickly. Others had tumors shrink and even disappear. Asthma was relieved. People could breathe again. Several people lost a lot of weight and balanced their blood sugar, and the list goes on. I have also used scientific principles to record audios that heal. What I do is I send the healing energy into the sound carrier waves. It's recorded by the device. I know what to do to speak directly to the subconscious. And I use music tuned to 432 hertz instead of the usual 440 hertz as middle C, which seems to stimulate the right centers in the body to get them energized, and it increases the healing level and restoration energy to the person. So one of these healing audios reduces blood pressure in just 11 minutes, and you can get that one called Wake Up Your Brain for free on my website at scientifichealer.com. You'll see more information in the show notes. And of course, having added the component of quantum physics to the usual energy healing process led me to integrate, of course, energetic self-care, energetic hygiene, nutrition, hydration and movement to stimulate things like the meridians. And that's something I also teach. It just takes a half a minute to get started in the morning. It's really great, and people swear by it. And this is what I call the holistic approach to healing. And it's easy to integrate with simple instructions that has led to happier and healthier clients. So these are part of the post-healing instructions that I give to the people that work with me. Often, person receiving the healing and activation comes back a few days with comments such as, "Wow, what was that? I haven't felt that good in 2 decades. Or, "My brain is firing on all cylinders and I'm attracting all kinds of new opportunities." One of my latest clients said that this is also lasting months, and she forgot how physically depressed she was before. And for some reason, she also attracted seed money for a project that she was working on, and basically a blank check. Wouldn't you love to have results like these? Of course, the acid test for proving the validity of these concepts was teaching it to others and watching them be successful at it. I teach a simple to understand approach, and I get to watch the other healers succeed and thrive. For example, one student's third eye opened up, and she's now able to see the colors of the energy flowing through the various parts of her and other people's bodies, and also how people interact with one another in their energy exchange. Another has kept her pet goat alive. Yes, animal healing works too, a lot longer than the veterinarians thought possible. And a third just follows the healing recipes as I laid out in the program and has healed conditions that she didn't expect to be able to or has never been able to before. And last but not least, another came for becoming healed herself but is now healing others. So this is just a small sampling of the tremendous results coming from the combination of science and spirituality. And I'm just scratching the surface here. Using the quantum field in healing isn't just about the body. It's also about the emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being. New ideas are showing up every day that demonstrate the transformative impact of adding physics to healing practices. And today's episode is just the beginning of the story. I invite you to reflect on your own approaches to healing and consider adding some physics or other physical concepts to energy healing to make it more powerful, yielding longer-lasting results. Is there something you can add to help your healing or that of your clients? If you want to share some of these, send me a message through my contact page at healersyou.com. Did you enjoy this episode? Let's continue the conversation beyond today. Subscribe to my channel, share it with your friends, and give us a thumbs up or 5-star rating. I appreciate it. You feel inspired and want to dive deeper? Check out other episodes or programs at healersyou.com. Next time, we're delving into the 5 toxic habits to stop doing to heal yourself from exhaustion. You'll learn the why and what to do to feel energized and ready to start your day as soon as you open your eyes in the morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to Physics Powered Healing. You'll find resources and show notes on our website at physicspoweredhealing.com. Until next time, I'm Dr. Anastasia Chopalis, sending you golden healing light and success vibes on your journey to becoming a powerful, confident healer. Remember, your healing gifts are so needed in the world.